Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree.
Hello, my love. I heard this from you.
And I'm just hanging out.
Red magic sat and playing it too. All through the morning rain, I guess the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind.
Monday, April 15th, 2024. It's 5:15 p.m. and I'm just sitting on my bed.
If you arrive and don't see me, I'm going to be with my baby. I am free. Flying in her arms over the sea. Same window, yellow candy screen, six fingers of
It's 5:15 p.m. and I'm just hanging out here. I just decided to do another audio journal. I like doing these. I really like doing these. And by the way, Starshine is in the other room and Sydney is in the room with me. She is laying next to the space heater. She's laying on the floor. Starshine was laying on my dresser for most of the day. But now he's in the living room. He's on his chair, looking out the back window, overseeing his empire. He woke me up again. Starshine woke me up at 2:30 a.m. And so, yeah, I had to get up and feed him. It's so annoying. I hate this. I hate being woken up in the middle of the night every single night. He's been doing this every single night for a few weeks. And I have to feed him because if I don't feed him, he'll just meow nonstop until I wake up. So yeah, I got up, I fed him, and then I got up later on. I got up at like, I don't know, maybe like 7 a.m. And then I had a therapist appointment today. I never know what to talk about during my therapy appointments. I've had probably like 5 appointments so far, and I have no idea what to talk about. So I just ramble on. I just ramble about random stuff. Like one time I was talking about Linux, because I love Linux. I use Linux as my main operating system. I don't use Windows at all. I haven't used Windows in years. I have a MacBook Air M1, but the screen is messed up on it, and so I need to get it fixed. So I haven't used my Mac in a few months. I got my Mac for Christmas of 2022, and before that I was using Linux. So yeah, I don't really know what to talk about in the therapy sessions. I don't really want to talk about my childhood. I mean, I guess that's what you're supposed to talk about in therapy. I guess you're supposed to talk about like bad stuff that's happened in your life and just like rant and vent and just rant about whatever is going wrong in your life or whatever went wrong in your life, but I don't know. I don't like doing that. I don't want to do that. I would rather just talk about random stuff like Linux. Then I was talking about my pair of headphones like the time before, and I was talking about music this time. And I told him about my audio journal, so he might listen to this. So shout out to my therapist if he is listening. he asked me if I listened to any other podcasts, and I said no, because I really don't. I only like listening to myself. But I used to listen to TWIT, TWIT, This Week in Tech. I haven't listened in years, though. But it's like Leo Laporte's technology podcast. Because I used to watch Tech TV when I was a kid. Tech TV, for those who don't know, it went away like 20 years ago, but it was a channel just devoted to technology, hence the name Tech TV. I used to watch the show called Call for Help, because I would watch it as soon as I got home from school, because it was on like right after school. And so yeah, Tech TV later became G4 TV, the video game TV channel. Anyway, I haven't listened to This Week in Tech in years. I don't even know if it's still around. But yeah, I don't listen to any other podcasts or radio shows or anything like that. I just pretty much listen to music and also myself. I love listening to myself. My therapist is also a fan of Weezer. And he mentioned Rick Ocasek, because Rick Ocasek produced the first Weezer album, the Blue Album. Rick Ocasek was the primary vocalist, rhythm artist, songwriter, and frontman for the band The Cars. And yeah, I like that band. I'm not the biggest Cars fan, but I do like some of their music. But he also produced a lot of other music. He produced one of Suicide's albums from 1980, Suicide, Alan Vega, and Martin Rev. So yesterday I was reading from the top 500 albums of all time from the Rolling Stone list, and number 498, I believe it was Suicide's album, Suicide. And it mentioned like a 10-minute song about a murderer. So I want to play that. I haven't heard that song, and I want to play it. So I did download it, but I didn't... Yeah, I downloaded it, but I haven't even played it yet. But I'm going to play it here. So yeah, he produced Weezer's first album, The Blue Album, which came out in 1994. And then he also produced their third studio album, The Green Album, which came out in 2001, and their ninth album, titled Everything Will Be Alright in the End, which came out in 2014. And he produced a Bad Religion album, The Gray Race, from 1996. And he also produced a couple of No Doubt songs. He produced the song Don't Let Me Down and Platinum Blonde Life. This is Don't Let Me Down. I don't know if this is too loud.
Crying so deep.
So yeah, it's pretty good. I turned down the volume like a second ago, but I had my microphone muted. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, let me see what else. And Sydney is right next to me now. She's about to jump on the bed. Sydney. Yeah. I don't know if you just heard her. She makes little noises. Like little squeaks and stuff. She doesn't really meow. It's kind of interesting. Starshine is the meower. And she's just hanging out, walking around the bed. So I also talked to my therapist about how I never leave the house. Well, he asked me if I left the house because, like, in a previous session, I mentioned how I hardly ever leave the house. I don't like leaving the house. I'm agoraphobic, and I don't even like going grocery shopping. I mean, I have to leave the house sometimes, but I don't know. This is just, like, my comfort zone, and I don't really have to leave the house often. So I just don't. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I never know what to talk about. So after that, I made spaghetti and cheese for lunch. Like, instead of mac and cheese, I used spaghetti instead of macaroni. And I tried using some Swiss cheese in it. Yeah, there's a reason why Swiss isn't used much in mac and cheese. Like, the cheese just clumped together. I tried to make, like, a cheese sauce I added some half and half and mixed in some different cheeses. But the Swiss cheese just, like, after I poured it on the spaghetti, it just, like, clumped. I watch all these cooking shows. I watch, like, MasterChef, and I watch Chopped. I was watching Chopped this morning, too, before my appointment. I watch all these cooking shows, and if I actually put in some effort, I am a good cook. I can make some good stuff, but I'm just too lazy. And I don't have a lot of ingredients in my house. And then as the spaghetti was boiling, I was in the other room. I was in my room waiting for the spaghetti to be done. And I heard this really loud crash coming from the kitchen, and I didn't know what it was. But one of the shelves in the kitchen cabinet came loose, and the dishes came, like, fell down. They didn't break, but they, like, slid all the way to the side, because the shelf, one side of the shelf just broke off and just, because the dishes were too heavy, or there was, like, too much weight on them, or it was just poorly constructed. One side of the shelf just completely collapsed and gave in, and the dishes went rolling over to the side and crashing into the side. And I know that's a very boring little story, but I have nothing else going on in my life. My life is so boring. I was going through the top 500 albums of all time, and like I said, the Suicide album titled Suicide, which has the song Frankie Teardrop, what I was talking about earlier, the 10-minute plus tale of a multiple murder. From the Rolling Stones description, the sentence says, late night listening to Frankie Teardrop, the 10-minute plus tale of a multiple murder, is not recommended. And so, yeah, this is my first time listening to it. I'm going to put it on and see what it's all about. Frankie Teardrop, 20-year-old Frankie, he's married, he's got a kid.
And he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Volunteer for Frankie. Frankie.
Interesting.
But Frankie can't make it. Cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food.
The song is already taking a...
Frankie's getting evicted.
This is already taking a really dark turn.
Volunteer for Frankie.
I have a feeling it's going to get much worse, though.
Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie is so desperate. He's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib.
What?
Oh, Frankie.
No. No.
Frankie looked at his wife.
That's just crazy.
Let's hear it for Frankie.
No, let's not hear it for Frankie.
Frankie, do you drop? Frankie with a gun to his head. I know. Frankie's dead.
Yeah, I don't like this song. It's interesting. I don't really like it, though. If I was alive in the 70s and I went to the record store and picked up that record and put it on and heard that song, like, I would return it. there was a lot of good music that came out in 1977, but I would not put that song in that list of good music that came out that year. So yeah, I looked up other songs that came out that year. Jamming by Bob Marley. Even that song is better. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And also the song The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And the Brothers Johnson song, Strawberry Fields 23, Strawberry Letter 23, that came out that year. But it originally came out in 1971 by Shuggie Otis, and I prefer the original version to the cover. So yeah, the cover was produced by Quincy Jones in 1977. This is the cover. This is the original version. By the way, my podcast is also on Spotify and iHeartRadio and also Amazon Music and Player.fm. And other songs that came out that year, Come Sail Away by Styx. Queens, We Will Rock You, and We Are the Champions.
We will rock you.
waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
So yeah, I like Queen. Heroes by David Bowie came out that year. And Sheena is a Punk Rocker by the Ramones came out that year. I love the Ramones.
Yeah.
Easy by the Commodores. It's So Easy by Linda Ronstadt. Sydney is like bumping her head against me. She wants my attention. I really like the song When Will I Be Loved by Linda Ronstadt from 1975. And so, yeah, I'm going to sign off now. I will talk to you later.